Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It's the Football Ramble Retrospective. We've been doing the Football Ramble longer than you've been alive, as long as you're like 10 or something like that. And we're going to be kicking off this show with more craziness from the 2011-2012 season and the delight that is Mr. Sammy Amiobi.
Now, before we leave the Great British Isles in search of some European football, Pete, you've got something for us.
I've got something for you, yeah. I'm a big fan of footballers on Twitter, but by and large, they're mostly just idiots talking about, I don't know, what they've bought or what they're going to do or what they're going to see. But I want to call this feature The Life and Times of Sammy Amiobi. Sammy Amiobi, as you probably know, is a footballer for Newcastle United.
Awesome.
He's better than his brother.
Yeah, better than me.
And you sitting there in your old Newcastle shirt kind of qualified as well on that, Russian.
And yeah, so he has a Twitter account. And he's clearly a sweet, mixed-up boy who never lets life get him down, no matter what befalls him.
Is this real?
It
sounds like a cartoon.
These are all just... I've gone through Sammy Amiobi's...
is that his Twitter bio?
History. Through his Twitter history. 20th of June, clearly concerned about Newcastle losing one of their best players, Sammy asks Twitter, where is everyone finding this info that Shola wants out? I can't find it anywhere.
Just ring him.
Ring your brother, Sammy. Ring your brother. 26th of June, how I managed to find a train ticket for £15 to King's Cross, I will never know.
Where was he coming from?
I don't know. Great start. 10th of July, 9 p.m. Just scored the best goal ever on FIFA. I should get an award for it.
Oh, 9:30.
Does Entourage start tonight? Then 5 minutes later, what does Entourage start tonight? 11th of July, accidentally stood on my MacBook Pro and cracked the screen.
Oh, no.
12th of July, I've literally been lying in bed playing solitaire on my iPad for the past 2 hours. Hashtag, what? 17th, seriously need to learn how to cook. I'm so hungry. Hashtag, where's mum? 19th, Holland tomorrow. Won't miss this weather. 20th, went and forgot my passport at home. 21st, so they decided to take my training kit to America. Just not me, LOL.
He's happy about that.
He's absolutely.
I love it. He's got nothing in training.
Can't believe his luck.
He's murking himself.
25th, at Tommy Amiobi, his brother who now plays in Iceland. Do you need your 65 sheets back? Lending each other money on Twitter. Text him, for fuck's sake. 29th, 5th of August. Want to go and watch the reserves tonight, but don't know where the stadium is. A postcode might help. His first five.
Know where the reserves
he's been in the reserves for about 6 months.
9th of August. My dream and reality. Hashtag simultaneous. That's my favourite one. 11th. How far is Scunthorpe?
Right. Use the tool that and he uses. He thinks because he's like a Google.
I think he is, he's like that sort of fellow who gave his dad a Twitter account.
Old Man Search.
Old Man Search, yeah. It's like Sammy Amiobi Search. These were from yesterday. They did make me laugh. Oh, dear. Went to get something out of the boot of my car. Ended up dropping my car and house keys down the drain. I feel like crying. Good thing I've got a spare. Screw getting them out. Then 5 minutes later, after everyone pointed out that if someone knew where Sammy lived, they'd be able to fish him out the drain and rob his house / steal his car. Sammy tweeted, never thought of that. Whoops. Half an hour later, missed most of the first half fishing my keys out of drain. Hashtag disgusting. Who scored for West Brom? And then finally for now, the dirty water has short circuited my car keys. Hashtag gutted.
You gotta do those next.
Sammy Amiobi. Oh, what he does make me. What is that boy like?
Brilliant.
Now, to go off subject for a minute, I listened to the 606 stuff.
Yeah.
And then there was a caller, I can't remember if it was immediately after or soon after, and he phoned in and I forget his name and perhaps where he was from, but he was a Man United fan and he wanted to talk about that. He was like, well, I think we need to sign Wisniewski Schneider.
Oh, he's from the West Country.
And, in my head he was. and Robbie Savage was like, okay, yeah. And he went, another thing, I know he's been great for the club, but I'm not sure Sir Alex Ferguson has done as much as he could for Manchester United.
And I think Alex Ferguson knows that, if he's really honest with himself. Brilliant.
Robbie Savage is just like, you're on another planet, mate. His first point was, he was like, why not? He went, well, I wouldn't let Beckham go.
He wouldn't let Beckham go. Yeah.
And Robbie Savage went, oh yeah, but he brought in Ronaldo. And he goes, well, I've had them both there. He goes, I would have moved Beckham in the centre midfield. His next point was,
oh, I love it.
I thought he let Diego Forlán go too early. And then he went, I'd have signed Tevez 2 years before he did. And he was like,
how old would Tevez have been?
I don't know.
I'd have gone over to Argentina and I got a little fella called Messi.
Oh no, he would have got a human killing robot called Ventar from the planet Doodle Fart.
It was the biggest waste of time I've ever.
The producer must have been laughing.
Oh my goodness. And then he started on Berbatov. Well, I'd have rather had Tevez than Berbatov. And he's like, Robbie Savage, he was your top goal scorer, joint top goal scorer last season. Yeah, well, Tevez is more an inspirational player. It's just like, hold off. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Bloody love it.
That sounds like the best call since that guy called in and started having a go at Lovejoy.
Oh, the out of breath
Welshman. And got really excited. Yeah.
One for the future.
Sooner
20
or later,
years.
If Wenger stays at Arsenal, he will sign a globule of sperm. I've heard good things about it.
Don't say
donated
globule.
By Jim Campbell.
Yeah.
It would be fitting. Now, we move to Germany, of course, where police are hunting a small group of fans. I think they're Cologne fans. They're thought to have been throwing cups of piss and feces at rival supporters during a Bundesliga game. This was the Schalke 5-1.
Yeah.
Remember the 5-1? We talked about that.
Yeah.
Podolski scoring and Raul with a lovely chip. Well, or scoop rather. Is that?
Yeah, scoop.
It was a scoop.
Nearly
scoop.
A pun. Scoop.
A pooper scooper.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That's right. The objects thrown, the piss and the poo, were described as disgusting missiles.
To be fair, they
serve that up at Fratton Park and charge you for it. No, they're complaining.
Disgusting missile. It's like a hot dog.
I love that. An article I was reading about this said a witness is reported to have seen one man put feces in a beer cup.
I like the word put. Not pooed.
That goes in there.
I am placing this in there. Because the president of Cologne is actually Wolfgang Overath. I think played for West Germany against England in 66.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And
simpler times.
I wonder if you'd asked him back then. What joke have you been doing in 2011? He'd probably be thinking about like robot football, space cars. No, you're going to be making a comment about your fans throwing piss and shit at other fans. Shoot me now. That's what he'd be thinking.
With a disgusting missile.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It's not what we like to see, is it?
The times are a-changing.
It's a crud missile.
Good.
Very good.
Very good.
Pissile.
Works as well. Ramblers.
Hello.
I was listening to a few older rambles and listened to the one where Jim mentions that he saw in the Sun Jonathan Woodgate glassed himself but couldn't find the article.
It's my favourite footballer story of all time.
Yeah. Well, I found it.
Good boy.
Absolutely mental. From the Sun newspaper, soccer star Jonathan Woodgate was helped from a bar pouring blood from a head wound after glassing himself.
Didn't he then take himself out?
Woodgate, 24, was having a rowdy night out in Ibiza when he smashed the glass over his bonce. Bonce.
Yeah. Just from the sun.
Was he just outside the cars?
An onlooker
before
said
before he had some nookie.
or a romp.
Yeah. One in a bed romp, I imagine. And the onlooker said it was amazing. One minute he was jumping around with his mates, next there was blood everywhere.
I love that quote. It starts, it was amazing.
Yeah. Another club goer said Woodgate and three or four male friends arrived around 7 p.m. on Sunday. They had a lot to drink. They were play fighting and throwing drinks over each other. At one stage one dropped his trousers. Then without warning,
Don Hutchison, that
bit. Yeah, almost certainly. I mean, if he's dropped his trousers again, then that's out of order. But then without warning, Woodgate broke a glass over his head. He walked out, helped by friends. He was holding a shirt over his forehead, trying to stop the blood gushing out. It looked like a bad injury. Bouncers checked him out and he just wandered away.
Do you reckon, you know,
Woodgate did not go to hospital. Last night he told pals it was just a little scratch.
Yeah,
it was from glass out of his out of his skull.
One of the most gifted English defenders, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, who's that from, Jim?
Craig Munro in Edinburgh.
Cheers, Craig.
Thank you very much, Craig.
He just wandered away.
Yeah.
Just a little scratch.
It's
time for me to leave. Bayern Munich fans caught shagging in the stands during a match against Hoffenheim.
Why am I specifically going to love that one?
Because you love shagging, banter, men, top gear.
You like Bayern Munich fans.
I've never even been to Munich.
Sausage train. Wee.
Pathetic.
Two fans were ejected from the stadium. This happened within 16 minutes of the kickoff.
They were making new fans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, it's a drive. It's like that video that.
It was in Spain.
What's that?
It was Getafe, wasn't it?
What was that one?
They did a video encouraging
fans
to have kids.
Yeah,
blimey. The eyewitness quote is just stunning from this. it says. I thought it did not look right. They had absolutely no inhibitions. Both pulled the pants down and just went at it.
That is generally how it works.
Was it two boys two boys or a boy or a girl?
I think it was a lad and a lass.
A
stewards told them to stop, which they did. But during half time, they had another go and were chucked out.
Putting the luck.
Do you think it's maybe they're a new couple? He's dragged her along to the football. See if she likes it. She doesn't really, so she's been really clever about.
Is it like this every week?
Getting away to go.
Apparently the match ended 0-0, but at least somebody scored.
I was hoping it'd be like 2-1, and I was going to say they come from behind.
Oh dear, you got anything, Pete?
Jism. Is that all right? Is that the level we're talking here?
That was better than you normally do.
Speaking of which, Sven Goran Eriksson has offered David Beckham a chance to join Leicester City in a player coach role.
Fuck off, Marcus.
And now it's time for Going for Glory.
Before you get on to the main show, though, lads, I've just come back from Croatia.
As
some of you may already know. He's brought you an official shirt signed by an official player.
Oh, it looks to me.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a Croatia shirt with a number 10 on the back and Modric.
Yeah.
And on the front, it appears to be a genuine.
A genuine signed shirt.
I'll read it out.
From Luka Modric.
All right, motherfuckers. Luka shitting Modric here. Thought you might like an official, definitely Croatia shirt for Ramble HQ. Good luck with the forthcoming season, you pricks.
Regards, Luka Modric.
Wow. All right. His English is very good.
Isn't it?
Definitely real, yeah.
Very good.
He learned it from Sami Nasri.
Put it up on the wall.
Yeah.
Excellent. Nice one, Pete. Who's Gorham?
Who's Andy Gorham?
Right, I've got an email here. My work friends and I were bored, so we started putting together a dog football team.
Oh, God. Did we not have anything else?
It's been light this week. Everyone wants a game.
What job is this? Can I apply?
Nobody's right. got a job at nowadays.
Come on. You know? Here are some of the players. Luis Fido.
That is terrible.
He's got like dog books.
That's a poor
that is literally
start.
Dog shit.
Dogoberto. Mark Rover Mars.
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
But that sounds like Mars Rover, which is
Darren Fetcher.
Yeah.
Asmir Begovic.
Yeah.
Robert Woof.
Superb.
Wes Howlihan. Yeah. Per Red Setterberg. Sorry, Par Red Setterberg. There's loads of these. Dennis Poor. King Charles Ngzogbia. John Terrier. Jan Koller. Danny Shitzu, Stan Collymore, Nicky Mutt, DDA Dogba.
How many of these are there?
Oh, there's more. Doggy Zamora.
There's about 20.
Rodney
boys.
Jack Russell, Graal Morelesh, I like that.
Oh, that's very good.
Emil Husky,
yeah.
Johan Crofts, Bark Ji Sung, Kenny Dogleash, Stray Given. Ian Walkies, Pop Guardiola, Poppy Rayner, Spaniel Alves, Mongrel Fox, Dober Manuel Petit, Anders Lindegaard Dog, and Mutt Letissier.
Hasn't really left us open to do our own, has
it? No. I don't think we need to add in
Ian that. Bourne, Ian Warne. But I'll have a crack.
Team names are Black Lab Rovers, Leeds Untied, or Seattle Hounders, which I think has got to be a winner there. And that's from Ken Cross, who says thanks to all at G Casino Brighton. Cheers, Ken.
All I can think of is Andy Paw's room.
Dennis Paw.
Get on.
Dennis.
Get on the back lamp, host.
Dennis Poor. So
I don't know who that is.
Sounds
Dennis
like a dog's Paul. Name. Sounds like a dog's name. It's a really good name.
He is
for a
good
dog.
At he is good at back heels. Hey?
Dennis Poor.
Stray Given's up there for me.
Stray Given is good.
Zero dear.
We've got the next email. Is there another one?
There's never gonna be one again.
No. It's a broken email.
Well, if you'd like to upset the whole world. Show at thefootballramble.com.
We've completed email.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The combination of Dennis Poor and Robert Woof has just.
Oh, let's have a profile for crying out.
Let's look at the cop. It's Dirk Snout.
They don't have snouts, do they? Ramblers, following the trend of former footballers becoming PE teachers, yes. My 10-year-old sister is taught by former Manchester United, Oldham, Swansea and Cardiff City footballer Derek Brazil. Ooh. It only occurred to me to email in this week when my sister started asking about whether overhead kicks were dangerous and I explained that they were difficult and that really only professional footballers can do them. She told me that Mr. Brazil had made them watch him attempt overhead kicks for about 20 minutes. Has he got an assistant to put in hundreds of crosses which he failed to connect with?
Great lesson. 10-year-old girls. That's what I mean. It's a life skill.
It's no, it like, that high.
No fucking cares.
That is a shit delivery, Jones. That is shit.
Get it off the ground, Smith.
God. When one of her mates began to laugh, he apparently went mental and gave them a roll call of the clubs and appearances he had made to put them in their place. That's surely not true, Callum, but thank you very much.
It doesn't matter if they're true.
Yeah, it does matter if they're true, for crying out loud. Oh, I like that a lot. Oh, shit.
You've broken Pete, listeners. Yeah.
How are you doing? Pete Donaldson here, back in the edit room, interjecting where I'm not welcome, stealing the fine work off of Linford Grimes off of YouTube. Thank you very much to whoever you might be for isolating all of the dafter stuff from our oeuvre. I love the word oeuvre. I could use it every day. This clip from the podcast titled Sportive Lima, no idea what that was about. Crazy podcast title, crazy episode. Mike Ashley is at it again. He's been renaming the Newcastle Stadium.
I'm really glad that didn't stick.
Right then, boys. Mike Ashley has renamed St James's Park the Sports Direct Arena. A good move, I think we can all agree. If you could name a stadium, what would you call it? Beatles, what have you got?
I'd rename Newcastle United's ground.
Yep.
St James's Park / the Sports Direct Arena.
Yep.
The Cave of Funk.
Right.
I would
just
love
because,
that.
Just because.
Not the home of sexy football.
It would be good because people would have to say it seriously.
The Cave of Funk.
Yeah.
The Cave of Funk. And especially if there was a disaster that happened there. That would be tragic. So, yeah.
What?
Yeah. For
37
reasons.
Dead at the Cave of Funk.
Yeah. Exactly.
That is atrocious.
I apologise to everybody. So you're going to the Cave of Funk.
The right. Intro music would be brilliant. You'd have to go with some sort of slap-based classic.
Yeah.
It sounds... It comes to something where...
That would surely... That would promote sexy football within
itself. It comes to something when that is still better than the Sports Direct Arena.
Yeah, exactly.
I prefer that.
Sports Direct Cave of Funk.
It sounds funny in a Geordie accent as well.
Yeah.
Cave of Funk.
Up next on ITV2.
The attendance this afternoon has been 42,000 at the Cave of Funk.
Right, okay. A little mention to Giovanni Dos Santos. Good to have him back.
Yeah. 4 years he's been at Spurs.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think he's forgotten he existed.
One of my claims.
Some sort of existential crisis.
One of my claims of watching football like this, I saw him in the flesh play for Barcelona.
Did you? Yeah.
Wow.
when he was put on the team sheet, right, everyone in the dressing room, including him, said, who's that? Yeah.
And then cracked up when they remembered.
Yeah. To be fair to him, Defoe nicked his first goal as well.
Nugent-esque
it was.
He's just put himself in the shop window there, surely.
He has, Jimbo. That's what
he's done. Weird. Spurs really have got some decent players just rattling around there. Like him and Stephen Pienaar. Well, what do they do in the daytime? Imagine they just hang out together being sad.
But yet Harry looks like a bloated corpse dredged out of a river Redknapp. Still sees fit to tap up Demba Ba. You know. Still wants to get the... that release clause is less than 7 million.
It's what they are saying.
It's what they are saying. Who's there, Harry?
Probably the chairman.
I wonder what your release clause is. Probably a file in a fucking cake, you cunt.
Come on, Pete.
Yeah. I'm really scared about this transfer window. I'm going to be hiding.
Is he touching one of your babies?
He's touching... He's not even that. He's feeding him syrup from his tit.
Yeah, no, it's not on, is it? If that's not publicly tapping up a player. I mean...
What feed... Oh, sorry. Well, passion for the game.
Yeah.
But the Brazilians, they can't be... The FA can't be trusted either because this was a couple of weeks ago.
Ricardo Teixeira?
Case in point. Yeah, well, we'll leave him alone. This is not even involving him.
He's just having a good time. He's enjoying himself.
Well, one of their employees, Jose Maria Marin, was caught on camera doing this. He stole a medal during a presentation ceremony at the Copa São Paulo, which meant the Corinthians got... Goalkeeper went without a medal.
Yoink.
He won the tournament.
Did he sort of like palm it or something?
I've seen it. He puts it in his pocket. I mean,
it's like a white.
Is it Peter Kenyon?
he had his round the neck.
Yeah.
Just having the cojones to do that in the first place. He must know he's going to get caught and just not care.
A player who has won that tournament is gone without.
Did the Brazilian FA not make the medals? Just make an extra one. If you want one.
Exactly. You can't spend it anywhere.
I love the idea of it being like a really impromptu, like off the cuff thing. Oh, I'm having that.
Yeah.
He's not planned it.
Maybe he's a kleptomaniac. Maybe he can't help it. Yeah. Maybe we're being harsh on the man.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you suffer quite badly from that, don't you, Marcus?
Not anymore. But I think we are to blame for this, though. Yeah. Forgive us, listeners. Balotelli scored a goal with his shoulder on the weekend.
Didn't he just?
If you could score a goal with any body part, which would it be?
I'm going to go for the perineum.
That would be difficult. As the Scottish people call it, the tent.
A.K.A. the gooch.
Yeah.
A.K.A. the Buffman's Bridge.
A mystery to... A mystery to even us as men.
I don't get to see mine very often.
Yeah, I've got one. And like I don't know a lot about it.
The logistics of how it would work are still a challenge to me at the moment. Because I find it hard to score as it is.
You'd have to time a cartwheel really well.
No, I think he would need to be thrown by a teammate.
Legs akimbo. Yeah. It's a highbrow start to the show this week, isn't it?
Now, a big score from Asia where Bahrain...
Bully.
Bahrain beat Indonesia 10-0. But FIFA will be carrying out a routine investigation on the match. Now, this was because Bahrain needed a 9-goal win and a
Bullshit for big score.
And FIFA just want to definitely check they pulled off the
exactly,
fixed
exactly, yeah. We did agree on 10, didn't we? Bahrain needed a 9-goal win and they needed Qatar to lose against Iran for them to qualify for the next phase of the region's World Cup qualifying competition.
They can't have Toulouse playing as well. That is clear.
Yeah.
Qatar, unfortunately, foiled this because they got an 86-minute equaliser and a 2-0
draw. 86-0 win, then. That's definitely fixed.
And so it went through on goal difference. But, so they drew 2-2 with Iran. 86-minute equaliser went through. But FIFA are right to be suspicious, as Bahrain and Indonesia have played each other 6 times before, and which has served up 2 wins each and 2 draws. I mean, Indonesia have had a lot of their best players suspended because they've been playing in this...
For fixing matches.
For playing in this sort of breakaway league. But I love this. The Indonesian national team coordinator, Bob Hippie...
guys, don't fucking worry about it. It's fine.
Hey, man. Look at that sunset.
I got
finishes every sentence with the word man.
Do you want a blowback?
Some ice cream.
Apparently he was awake for the match and he wasn't happy with the referee as he awarded.
Whoa! Totally.
What
are
you doing, bro? This game's too fast. It's totally fast, this game.
Oh, dear. He wasn't happy because Bahrain were awarded 4 penalties and the Indonesian keeper was sent off in the 2nd minute. And Hippie said...
Don't you want somebody to love?
He said, before the game, I heard rumours saying Bahrain would win big, and it happened. How could the referee give so many penalties for Bahrain? He killed us, man. Well, he didn't say man, but he said he killed us.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
That's the glorious stuff from Asia there.
Bob Hippie.
Everybody.
Bob
Hippie. Yeah.
You just believe that lovely voice, don't you?
I do, yeah. Something like that. But I saw Fulham. I saw Fulham against Wigan on the weekend, and it was so nice to see two sides, not massive teams, of course, but so much of the ball was played on the deck.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously
Shawmutch,
yeah. It's funny at Fulham because obviously it's quite a quiet crowd. It's all very nice and polite. But there was one knobhead just a couple of rows back
going, "Oh, you mark yourself for my rumble. Don't like you."
And properly abusing the ref, like really unnecessarily. And I thought, it was worse than Pete.
What do you mean?
But look, when when one of those guys is not funny, when Connor Salmon came on, "Oh, here he comes, F off fish. Shut up, fish." Oh, and then when Kieran Fry came on, he went, "Oi, he's going to fry you, fish." And I was just like, oh.
I quite like that.
No, you don't like it.
It's like a school bully's followed him to the game.
Yeah.
That is just, oh.
It reminds me of when I saw
a dreadful
Did he think he was Mark Fish?
I don't know, but he wasn't fitting into the ambience in the stadium, let me tell you.
Well, once I was at Guildford train station, there was a bloke on the platform with just a beard. Just an old bloke with a slightly greying beard.
And no clothes.
And these kids came round to him and said, "Oh," and one of them went, "Oi, Beardy, nice beard." And another one chipped in with, "Oi, Captain Birdseye, do us a fish finger." Terrible insults not thought through.
I was at a train station a little while ago and there was a bloke just running along because the train was there, and this drunk bloke just looked at him and went, "Wanker." This guy's in his 40s. What's wrong with the population?
I saw a man doing away on the Tottenham Court Road tube tracks shouting, "I'm sorry, I've just got to do this." You're going to get electrocuted, you idiot. God.
Hi, I'm Dion Dublin. And when I'm not banging my tube, but I'm listening to the Football Ramble.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Elsewhere in the Champions League, Apoel Nicosia are against Real Madrid. I thought it was a bit of a shame, actually, because they will get done over. But then, you know, it's great for Nicosia to have Real Madrid turn up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to say, I have to mention this, that when Real Madrid beat CSKA Moscow 4-1 at home, 5-2 on aggregate, of course, you know, I mean, they look great, wonderful form.
They're the biggest team in the world.
Yep.
Yeah, they've got a lot of history themselves.
That's right.
Won it more than anyone's ever won it.
Jeff Shreves was over there. Sky Sports Jeff Shreves. He's over there. He's interviewing Xabi Alonso after the game.
Was he working? He was actually working.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. One of the best midfielders playing for one of the best teams in the world, right? He's just come off the pitch having beaten CSKA Moscow comfortably 4-1. Routine win in the last 16 of the Champions League. Yeah. And he says, Xabi, the story of the night is Chelsea. What did you think of their turnaround?
I don't know, I was playing.
Yeah. I had something on, Jeff, you massive bell piece.
Were you at the game, Jeff? Because I've just been playing.
Can we have, like, every late year we have a Shreve Tuesday where we all just, all day, we just abuse Jeff Shreve for being an absolute toilet face?
That's every Tuesday, isn't it?
It should be every Tuesday.
It's like you don't just tell your girlfriend you love her on Valentine's Day, you tell her every day thing. Tell Shreve every day you hate him.
Yeah, because every day it's true.
Yeah. I hate you double that I hate you yesterday, and I hate you half as much, so I'm going to hate you tomorrow. Yeah. What an idiot.
That's what Alonso would have been thinking. Yeah. God, I thought we were rid of you. Yeah. You're half the reason I moved out here. Yeah. You're inane bell probing after games.
Jeff Shreves, you can tell Jeff Shreves goes back to his sort of mates back in the pub and tells about how much he's really good mates with Alonso.
Yeah.
Oh, we go way back, don't worry.
Me and Jabs.
Yeah, me and Jabbit.
But Alonso didn't even play for Chelsea. Yeah. It's not like it was Liverpool. Oh, your old club's done well.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
I can't imagine, like, his manager from the touchlines going, Chelsea have clawed back. Yeah. Like, but he wouldn't know. He wouldn't know. What has happened, Jeff? Fill us in, you...
He's the smuggest prick on television. Yeah, he is. Keys and Graham.
I mean, what was he expecting Alonso to say? What did Alonso say?
Alonso just sort of said, well, that's the great... I think he said something like, that's the great thing about the Champions League. You can throw up these results. I mean, what else? I don't understand.
What's the point of Shreves asking?
What's the point of Shreves?
Yeah.
What you'd have been perhaps more accurate with. But you could imagine him, though, being all smug in the stadium, like when Real Madrid get the third and the fourth and they're knocking it around and going, well, this is all very well. But do you know what's happening at the Stamford Bridge, guys?
So in England.
This is all invalid.
I can imagine him really moaning about having to go to Madrid as well. Yeah. Oh, I wanted the Chelsea game.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Which to come? Yeah. He's laughing. Now, another man who laughs a lot is Gigi Becali.
Yay.
Shall we go to Romania?
Yeah.
Can we?
It's been a little while, hasn't it?
Shall we roll the wheel of simile and metaphor?
Yeah. See what he comes up with.
Dude, Becali. He's planning on getting rid of all the foreigners that play for his Steaua Bucharest team.
Hey, good lads.
In an article from The Guardian, Becali said, I want to see a team built entirely of Romanians. That's my intention. Pablo Brandon has already left to join a Chinese club, but the contracts of Geraldo Alves and Valentin Iliev will not be extended after the end of the season, and Stefan Nikolic will also leave.
I'm almost certain that that will be the first those players have heard of this.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, the reason why he's doing this is he's harking on back to when Stoyer won the European Cup in 1986, beating Terry Venables Barcelona in the final, 2-0 on penalties.
El Tel.
Yeah, Barcelona missed four penalties. Yeah. The first four penalties were missed, two for Stoyer and two for Barcelona.
And this is these are the stories that escaped the country. That's what I like about
it. Imagine keeping a clean sheet in a penalty shootout. That's an amazing achievement there. But as Bakali said, there were only Romanians in the team in 1986 and they won the European Cup, so why should we pay...
Get them back.
Yeah. Why should we pay high salaries to foreign players and not win anything?
I love his logic, or lack of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in other news, Bakali is currently being sued by Dynamo Bucharest owner Dragos Savulescu because Gigi said about Savulescu that he is a man who sleeps with men. Gay, I think that's what he means. And Savulescu wants €2.5 million in damages. I mean, is it that bad for someone to say
that? Is a really,
you?
Really homophobic amount.
I was going to say, yeah.
The best bit about that story is that Bakali come back and said he had over 30 witnesses who were testifying.
Yeah, I know.
And we're busy parking.
And then that's some party, that. Savulescu then said, he is a thick, primitive brute.
Yeah. But Blackburn Rovers are down.
Oh, God, and Steve Keane. Oh, he annoys me. I'm going to put it out there.
Chicken in the cape.
Yeah, all right, let's start with that. Chicken in the cape.
What are you thinking?
Absolutely
chicken in the
amazing.
Cape.
What I loved about the chicken in the cape was there were so many people just looking really dour and serious about it. And the very nature of a chicken in a cape is that it's meant to make you look stupid. So yeah. The more serious and dour you look while you're removing a chicken in a cape from a pitch, just the sillier you look. It was brilliant.
Let me just clarify really quickly. This isn't a euphemism. There was a chicken... In a Blackburn Rovers cape that was released onto the pitch, ladies and gentlemen.
Probably by the Venky's owners, going, we've screwed
new
you, we hate this
new
club.
New signing, la la la.
What I like
we're
about
keeping
it is
keening.
That Yakuba looked at it and sort of go, God, that's the quickest thing I've ever seen move. Are we supposed to move that quick?
Does anyone
and that is my dinner
you,
also.
You, yeah, I was going to say he ate that after the game. What I found funny was Yakubu and Al Habsi were kind of left to deal with the chicken.
Yeah,
and all the stewards
normal.
Stood off. And then as soon as Yakubu picked it up, the steward was like, right, yeah, we'll take it from here. Yeah.
Al Habsi was like, is it halal? Can I?
not yet.
Yeah, that's
does
right.
Anyone suspect foul play? Or?
But I don't know. I don't know if that was. I don't know if that chicken was the first choice or it was a little bit lower down the pecking order. But
I just think that Blackburn could have feathered the storm.
I was about to say they're just trying to feather their own nest, but that'll do.
Jimmy, okay. Got one?
No.
Okay.
Stick your beak in. Rubbish movie.
He's desperately trying to think of one, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to move on.
Steve Keane and Blackburn Rovers, a match made in Chicken Heaven, which is also Luke Moore's favourite hot wings place, weirdly. Roll the clips!
That's
very
basically
specific.
What I wanted to say, yeah.
Okay. England have ruined him.
Based on realism, he'd probably get the points over Jim, but that's not what we're going to base it on.
Never mind.
I'd like to see those the drunken purchase you made the other night, Pete. Why don't you tell the listeners about that?
Not really anything to do with the Euros.
Yeah, but let me. Wait, hang on. Let me. Long term listeners will know Pete sometimes gets drunk and shops on the internet. Mm. The worst purchase he bought while drunk was a pair of TV glasses that didn't work because they weren't compatible with the glasses that he already wore.
Yes.
That was in JFK Airport, though. That wasn't on eBay.
It was drunken purchase, though.
That was a drunken purchase.
Yeah. And what did you drunkenly purchase yesterday? This is absolutely true.
Two pianos.
Two pianos.
Were they both for yourself?
I thought one of them had a reserve on it. Turns out it didn't, so I won them both. So in many ways, I'm double
win
the winner.
Them.
I'm a winner. It's not just I won the auction. You want an auction winning, I'll win it for you.
Do you feel like a winner?
I feel like Rick Wakeman.
Yeah. It's better than Rick Waller. Yeah,
it's not just you involved in this, though, Pete, is it? Because you don't drive, so...
No, yeah, so our last has to drive us out to Maidstone in Kent. And that's the only reason why she knows about the two pianos that I bought by accident.
Your long-suffering girlfriend.
She is furious.
Yeah. Two pianos and
so
a beat.
Just listeners to be...
I rent.
To be clear, the Euros is already a success for me.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that's happened this summer.
Hasn't even kicked a ball. All right, Luke.
I would like to see...
Pete, learn the piano, and then by the end of the Euros, you can do the theme tune.
Yeah.
Young Joanna.
I'd like to see.
Happy day.
Well,
days.
Well done, Adam Sundland.
Yeah, we have a final email. This is a friend of mine. Sort of put me onto this. A friend of mine, Ben Vanderveld, his name is. He was telling me about a friend of his, Gareth Hooper, would write silly football poems. Right, this is a two-part. So I'm just going to read the poem, right, and then tell you the story behind it. It's called "If We Could Clone Ian Wone." If we could clone Ian Wone, there'd be nothing else we'd need. Not a weakness on the pitch, entertainment guaranteed. Ian, you play centre back, Wone, you're in goal. Should we play with two up top or stick Ian in the hole? If we could clone Ian Wone, what a team we'd be. A 3-1 win away from home and Ian's grabbed all three. Ian Wone from fullback, up the lines of forward, Wone. Wone then sticks it in the box and Ian heads it home. If we could clone Ian Wone, no team could ask for more. Better than United in 99 or Arsenal in 04. After the referee's blown for full time and the players are heading home, each opposition player's happy. He swaps shirts with Ian Wone.
A round of applause.
Right, and sort of the story behind that is that Gareth Hooper, the author of that superb poem, found a way to somehow get in touch with Ian Wone and send him this poem. And he got an email back from Ian Wone's sister saying, "Stop hassling my brother, you weirdo."
And the thing I like about it is that his sister has access to his emails.
Yeah. And he's also called Ian.
How are you doing? It's Pete Donaldson here, and I am just keeping the clips moving, to be quite frank. And so we head to the 2012 Euros, the last international competition graced by our presence as a collective. Every 2 years, we get the chance to make our predictions as to how the tournament is going to pan out. Red cards, yellow cards, goals scored, goals whatever. You know, I usually get it completely wrong, so I don't even know why I'm explaining it.
Now then, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the moment.
It's time.
It's time to open up the envelope sealed with the shiny and check out how wrong we can be.
Those long-term listeners will remember that last time for the World Cup, I predicted England to get to the semi-final. So yeah. That's the sort of form you can expect.
Indeed. The shiny's off.
Oh.
Hand here we are, hands out.
Right, so Pete's not here, so shall I do Pete?
You read off Pete. So what we'll do is
laughing at Pete when he's not here is almost as good as laughing at him when he is here.
Exactly, yeah. It's a good substitute.
Yeah.
Total cards. What was the total cards?
The official total cards for the entire tournament was 126, both yellow and red.
Jim, what you got?
I went for 85. I'm not sure what my...
A little bit low, Luke?
130.
Very close.
Not bad, four out.
I went for 100.
Okay. Pete's gone for 36. I'm not making this up either.
Is he trying to make us laugh?
I'll take a photo of this and put it on Twitter later. So Pete was 90 out.
Dear, that's more than my whole prediction out.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim. Total goals.
I went for 91.
91.
And what was it?
The total amount of goals was 76.
Well, 91, not too
bad. I was expecting there to be more hammerings than there were.
Luke?
72.
Ooh,
four out
close.
Again.
I went for 90, so closer than Jim.
Pete's gone for 43.
Did he know what we were, you know, making predictions for?
I can see on this red pen he's crossed out 37.
He was not looking forward to this tournament, was he? He did not have high hopes.
He was predicted like one goal a game.
What did he cross out 30? Not that. No, it's stupid.
It's too low.
There'll be about six more.
Oh, poor old Pete. Brilliant.
Poor old Pete. So I think you got the best of that, Luke.
Now, Czech Republic. This was from last week, actually. The title, "Drunk Czech Referee Sends Off Three Players for No Real Reason," is just the business, isn't it?
Oh, you, come here! Yeah. Oh!
It's things like
you
that.
Free, you're better than me.
With your sweat of shit on your butt. Come here.
This was in the running order before the Chelsea-Arsenal game. referee Thomas Fidra, he was officiating a Czech league match between Jastrabí and Tynek nad Labem, which I'm sure we're all familiar with. The players were a little bit suspicious even before kick-off as the refs...
He's eating a kebab.
Because the refs smelt strongly of alcohol and was talking about a mate's birthday party he'd just been to.
What sort of birthday party starts then? He's gone for the night before.
He's turned up pissed going, oh, hey, yeah. Just been on a jolly up, boy.
Ref, you can't send me off. What are you doing? I've had a lovely day. I've had a great day.
Maybe he got two out because he saw two players and there's only, he only sent one man off.
He was stumbling around the pitch and fell over a few times. He was visibly drunk.
The video is brilliant where somebody's trying to get him off the pitch and he's just sort of like...
You know when men forget how to walk?
Yeah, that lovely lean where it's like... It almost looks comfortable. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. That man's not using any of his vertebrae. He's sort of like, ah.
They're trying to get the ref off the pitch.
Did I get a replacement referee there?
No. No, what happened was, so he was stumbling around, and a couple of the just rugby players asked him if he was all right, and he just responded by sending three of them off.
Am I all right? How the fuck are you going, hey? You want to pay this?
I'm not drunk. Yeah. I'll tell you when I've had enough.
I was going to say, I'll tell you when I've said enough of.
I'll chop your hands off.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, the opposition said, look, this is ridiculous, and they didn't contest the rest of the match. They played it out, and it finished 1-1. But one of the guys there said his breath smelt like a brewery, and he didn't hide the fact that he had been celebrating a birthday. But he went on to say there's no rule which bans a drunk referee from taking
shots. I'm sure there is.
Of a match. Yeah. And he said if we'd have refused to continue to play, we'd have been sanctioned.
The best thing is, I can imagine them going, right, we're not going to contest this. He's hammered. Let's just play it out. And they think they've got one over the ref and they sort it out. 5 minutes from the end. Penalty!
He's on the intercom.
Stop this. He's on the tannoy.
On purpose, take it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, police were called and they breathalysed him and he was 9 times over the Czech drink driving
limit. Which I imagine is high.
He wasn't driving though. Why did the police need to be called? Well,
just in case he was.
Because if you're that over the limit, you're not allowed to drive yourself.
Yeah. I've been to the Czech Republic and I imagine the drive limit is high.
Yeah, it would have to be to cater for the needs of the population.
Yeah. Dad, you are too drunk to watch Newsnight. Call the police. Anyway, that's about it for us for another Ramble Retrospective. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to be back next time with some more lovely Football Ramble highlights from the last 10 years. The 2012-2013 era next time. So saddle up and let's get going. Just put the horse noises in here.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.